We are here in the heart of Super Bowl City, Indianapolis, Indiana, and talking about an industry that is certainly ready for game day, and that is the ethanol industry. With me is Tom Bias from Growth Energy. Interestingly enough, you talked about, as you met with Indiana ethanol leaders here in the state today, sort of talked about that Super Bowl analogy, in that it is really a battle between ethanol and oil, and you guys are going at it big time, and you're pretty confident that you're going to win.
I do think we're going to win. I think we're better for the nation. I think people want to see American homegrown energy create jobs right here in America that can't be outsourced, improve the environment, and reduce our dependence on foreign oil. You know, we spend over $1 billion a day in our addiction to foreign oil, and we can do better than that, Gary. We've already seen the ethanol industry grow tremendously. We're now 10% of our nation's fuel source. That's bigger than the amount that we get from Saudi Arabia. We're second only to Canada in providing the fuel. We know we can do more. We know it's good for America, and we intend to win this debate.
A lot of that debate is being held in Washington, and with the current budget crisis, with the current election year politics that's going on Capitol Hill, how does ethanol stand in terms of being able to make some inroads into the marketplace? We heard the president say in his State of the Union address that he really wants to grow new technology for energy. He certainly bashed the oil companies pretty good, but words are one thing, actions are another. Where do we stand right now?
Well, I think from our perspective, what we want to do is remove those barriers to the marketplace because ethanol is a cheaper fuel, and we know we can compete. We just want to be able to get it out into the consumer's hands. And one way to do that is final approval of allowing up to 15% ethanol into our gasoline. Currently, the mandate is at 10%. We think moving forward is going to help it reduce our dependence on foreign oil by 7 billion gallons, creates about 140,000 jobs nationwide. So that's one way. The other way is installation of what we call flex pumps at the retail level. It'll give consumers a choice. Let them pick the type of blend and the amount of blend that they want based on price and performance. That truly gives the consumer choice at the pump. And choice at the pump means change in their pocket because they can save money.
You have been saying that the E15 is just weeks away. Here we are into a new year at this point. You're still thinking that final EPA approval is just weeks away?
I think it's soon. We're pretty confident it's going to be into the marketplace, and we can then start to promote and market the use of E15. Again, it's voluntary for consumers. They need to be educated and informed about it, and we intend to do that.
We saw the expiration of VTEC and a number of tax credits this last year, but possibility that some of those could be coming back, and you indicated there's a couple in particular for the retail industry that could be helpful in terms of again, getting that access into the market.
Yeah, the blender's tax credit is definitely gone. It's not coming back, and that's the big one that got all the attention. The industry came together and said, we don't need it. Let's get rid of it, and we may be the only people ever in the history of Washington, D.C., to go say, you can get rid of a tax credit affecting our industry. We're waiting for oil to do the same. So far, they haven't stepped up to the plate. But there are a couple other provisions. One is, and this doesn't go to the ethanol industry, this goes to the retailers, the gas retailers, to give them a tax credit for upgrading their equipment so consumers can have choice at the pump.
You also talked about perhaps a redefinition of E85 and how that would help. Talk about what that would actually mean.
Well, E85 currently, or up until the end of the year, was a beneficiary of the blender's tax credit. To a certain degree, probably more so than the other levels of ethanol. And they want to redefine E85 as an alternative fuel so it would get the same tax credit that natural gas and LP gas vehicles and electric vehicles get. And that would be an incentive to the very highest plans.
Another issue you mentioned was the tariff, which on imported ethanol. Again, you're not really advocating it being put in place, but you're also not advocating that it go away. Explain that position.
Well, what I said was the ethanol tariff going away doesn't really impact the U.S. ethanol industry currently. But if the United States eliminates their tariff and Brazil doesn't do the same, you're putting a trade barrier, a potential trade barrier down the road. Brazil could reinstate their tariff at any point. It's still on the books. We should have fair, open, competitive trade agreements so that both sides do the same. And I was speaking more as an American than as an ethanol advocate when I said that. It doesn't make sense for the United States to unilaterally put itself as a potential disadvantage with another country. That should be negotiated in a trade round, country to country.
As we move into the political presidential process, how do you think ethanol is going to fare? Is it going to be a campaign issue or not?
I don't think it's going to be a campaign issue, not from a negative standpoint. I think if you look at the field of candidates, both, you know, obviously the president has been very supportive of biofuels. The two, three of the four remaining candidates on the Republican side have all been very supportive of ethanol. And I think they understand, you know, really, Gary, what people have to figure out, American ethanol is a true American success story. We went from zero production to 10%. It's the only significant improvement our country has made in terms of producing transportation fuel that's not dependent on foreign oil. We create these jobs. We create the gross domestic product. It's all American. And I think people are starting to realize it's a lot better thing than the critics have tried to propose.
Okay. Tom Bias with Growth Energy.